You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay. Huh.
Scurry, scurry, scurry. Who the hell is it? Google.
So he's one of the most fascinating things that Brad Holmes did. He's clearly this year's Broderick Martin, the guy they couldn't let go that they traded up to get. And everybody wants to know, did they need to trade up to get him?
Well, that's the big question, right?
But they didn't care. They were like, this is a guy that we don't want to lose. And they gave up a third rounder next year to get a fourth round pick this year. And Brad Holmes couldn't let this guy go. And, you know, I mean, you get back to does it, you know, all that matters is that you build a winner. Every pick doesn't have to hit. But it's fascinating. I said last year after the draft, Broderick Martin to me is the most fascinating player in this draft because the Lions couldn't let him go and traded up to take a player that people thought was a sixth, seventh rounder, but the Lions had him graded higher than that. And I respect their board. I mean, Brad Holmes builds great draft boards. He did it in LA when Les Snead was making the picks, but he was the director of college scouting. And now he's doing it in Detroit, and his staff is doing a great job in Detroit, and they've done a great job building draft boards. And you know, Broderick Martin at this point is a question mark whether or not he's ever really going to make an impact. And Giovanni Manu is, and maybe this is a Brad Holmes special, that every year we can expect Brad Holmes to do something along these lines. But yeah, I mean, they were not going to let him go, and I find it fascinating.
Well, it is fascinating. It's completely fascinating. I mean, just based on numbers, I mean, how can you not be like, what? This guy's, you know, just under 6'8", 350 pounds plus, just scratching the surface on what he is as a football player, which is, that's the concern, right? Because this guy hasn't played against real competition. He played, in Canadian college league, basically. So is it?
University.
University. So is that grade 13 and beyond?
Yeah.
It's basically, you know, better than high school competition, but it's not competition you see here in the States unless you go drop down divisions of college football. So you don't really know. But what you do know is that you're getting a guy who's a former basketball player, used to average 30 points and 15 rebounds a game. So there's athleticism there. You don't do that without being able to be some kind of athlete. The fact that he is as big as he is, he's transitioning to the football life with putting on that kind of weight, and you watch some highlights of him, and he looks pretty good. You start to see, I don't know if it's RAS scores or whatever, but my brother was sending me text messages of, you know, comparing him to what Penei Sewell looked like coming out of the draft, and there are some interesting comparisons between the two with test scores and stuff like that. The thing I really like about this pick is that there's so much mystery to it. The mystery is fun.
Yep. Mystery is fun.
And when you get a guy like this who's got this kind of size and athleticism that now gets to be molded by professional coaches, and the Lions have a really good offensive line coach in Hank Fraley, And knowing how practices work, and I was mentioning this to John Jansen as he was walking out of the studio, I said, here's what I love about this. This kid is going to get the benefit of working against the number one defense for the Lions all season long. Because you don't practice ones versus ones very often. But you know what? Who gets to go against the ones? This guy.
Yep.
He's going to get all the reps against Aiden Hutchinson and James Houston and, you know, Marcus Davenport, all he can handle, Josh Pascal, Kaminsky, them all, right? And he's going to get a ton of those reps. He's going to grow up in a hurry. And I heard John this morning say, you know, he's going to get punched in the mouth and he's going to find out early whether or not he likes it and likes the violence of the NFL experience, or if he's going to shy away from it. And it seems like this is a guy who might just like it. And you're going to get better and better going against better competition. That's what he's going to see in practice every day. He's not going to be buried in practice. He's going to have to go against those guys in practice.
And this is their Jordan Mailata from Philly, who, you know, was a rugby player in Australia and just had great size and had the quote, "I knew as little as peanuts about American football," and now he's a good player. And you hope that that's what he is. But at the end of the day, it may not work out.
May not.
But it's clearly a risk. They didn't want to even run the risk of not getting him, so they moved up. They aggressively moved up to add Giovanni Manu, one of the more fascinating players they took in this draft. Let's get to the people. 248-539-9797. Bill's in Sterling Heights, and he's on 97.1. Hi, Bill.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
What's up?
It was just a great weekend. I was down there on Thursday. Took the 24-second shuttle, actually.
There you go.
And, And they dropped us off by the Pontchartrain, and I just went in a local establishment down there and watched the draft, and it was a great time. It was all love, and, it was loud. Yeah, the place was bumping. It was a great time. I really liked their draft. I think it'd be almost impossible to end up having a better draft than they had last year, given the results from what we've seen
right.
in just a year. But I really like it. I like that they doubled up on the corners. And, it's interesting. Yeah, Manu is definitely kind of the story of their draft, to see how that progresses. But just a quick champ and chump. Champ is definitely the city of Detroit. Everybody who's involved, the police, everybody down there for keeping cool and just having a good time and setting the record for the attendance. And it was just spectacular.
Yep.
My chump is the Washington Capitals getting swept, but it should have been us in the playoffs.
Should have been us getting really swept.
Yeah, well.
It could have been us getting swept.
I know. I hear you, but, my man.
That's it. You guys have a good one.
Hey, thank you for the phone call. 248-539-9797. John is next on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, John?
Hi. I was wondering, you know, you guys are talking about, you know, defensive line and how they didn't do that much with it. But my question is, you know, we had Chris Harris, the brawlers, you know, Julian and Romeo, and now we have different players. Those different players, are they better than those players we had last year? And if so, you know, that, you know, gives them a, you know, a half a step more. And to add on the corners, as far as, you know, our corner room is much better, how that translates, you know. And then also, I haven't heard you guys mention anything about this guy's, the tackle. He's a, you know, basketball star and all that. What about him, you know, coming in, registering, eligible, and catching passes for us at the goal line? And what about, one more thing, wide receivers, Burks from Tennessee Titans. He's kind of an odd man out there. He would probably fit in pretty nicely as an ex-receiver for us.
All right, you gave us a lot there, John. And we did talk about him being a basketball player. And as far as the defensive line,
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Don't know if they're better. I think we're doing the exact same thing. We'll start with that, okay, as he had a lot to say. The defensive line last year, we were doing, all right, you got Aiden Hutchinson, but you know, one of the Aquaras or Charles Harris, somebody, James Houston, is going to emerge on the other side. We're doing the same thing. We Aiden Hutchinson and, you know, James Houston or Marcus Davenport or Josh Pascoe, or don't forget Matthew Betts, the 20-sack dude from the CFL. Like, we're doing the same thing. Is somebody going to emerge from that on that other side opposite? And as of right now, it's still a question mark.
Well, it didn't get worse, and I think it'll be so much better, and that's just because I don't expect James Houston to break his leg in the first week of the season. So I expect him to be there the whole season and healthy. Having a healthy Marcus Davenport to start the season, is he as good as, you know, Romeo? Sure. He's probably better at this point. Romeo, he had the great year with the Lions, got the contract, got hurt, and then was struggling to get back and make the impact. Julian Aquara seemed like he was never healthy with the team, and just always left you wanting a little bit more. Like, oh, there's talent there, but we just didn't see enough of it. So can Davenport be at least as good as the Aquaras? I think absolutely. And having a healthy James Houston gives me a little bit easier room here, I guess, to breathe. I think that they've got the better line right now, but it remains to be seen. You're also counting guys just being better. You're, like you mentioned, Josh Pascoe. I expect Josh Pascoe to be better than he was last year, and he started to make a little bit of an impact last year. You know, getting DJ Reader as a defensive tackle, how much of an impact is he going to have on the other guys? Because one thing that DJ Reader does is he pressures the quarterback from the inside. So teams are going to have to start thinking about who are we going to double team. It was easy for them to say, we're going to double team Aiden Hutchinson. But will somebody else step up where they're going to have to say, wait a minute, we can't always double team him because we got to worry. We're getting pressure up the middle from DJ Reader. So we pay attention. Wait a minute. Now here comes Aleem McNeil. And wait a minute, James Houston's healthy?
Hey.
God, that guy had a high sack rate that rookie season. It seems like they'd be in better shape, but you don't know until you see.
Yeah, there's promise, but I'm hopeful on James Houston. I don't know if we have any idea what to expect from James Houston. Now, again, Pascal showed promise. Davenport, they obviously believe in. But somebody's got to merge, or a couple guys got to step up and be playmakers on that other side.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.